This is Radio Superior 1954, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the evening Gather Round show.
Come on in and gather on, campers. Tim Michaels here, lighting the campfire. It's Thursday, February 25th, 1954. Lou Martin has all the news for you to peruse, and we have the latest on the Twin Ports, two new TV stations. Let's see which one gets on the air first.
I'm rooting for WDSM-TV.
That's because Jack McKenna's going to be the weatherman there.
And I'll be doing the news there along with Bob Ball.
Hey, you're leaving us?
I'll be running back and forth from radio to TV.
Wow, that's big news. You and Jack back together again. I feel so alone.
It's okay. It'll be all right.
The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by Gately's, with a big 21-inch television for only $239.50. $5 delivers any TV set in the store at Gately's, 1319 Tower Avenue in Superior. Now, our campfire leader, Lou Martin.
Army Secretary Stevens is angry at tail gunner Joe McCarthy. It could lead to a showdown. And we have the fate of a Marine who defected to North Korea. We begin our world report from Washington.
This is John Hightower in the nation's capital. Army Secretary Robert Stevens is reported to be steaming over interpretations of his agreement with Senator Joseph McCarthy as capitulation. His office and the White House acknowledged they've telephoned exchanges on the matter. However, Secretary Stevens denies the report that he is asking a public expression of support from President Eisenhower and is prepared to resign if he didn't get it. The report says Stevens would insist on one of two courses of action. One, a statement from the president that Eisenhower agrees with Stevens that he did not capitulate during Wednesday's secret session with McCarthy on the question of calling Army officers for testimony in the Republican senator's inquiry into communism. Secondly, that Stevens can say that Eisenhower is in full agreement with the secretary's posture. Further, he is said to be troubled over the effect on Army morale. Sources close to the secretary say it is Stevens' understanding that agreement has been reached in his conference with Republican members of McCarthy's subcommittee that any Army officers called before the subcommittee in the future will be accorded respect. McCarthy and Senators Munt, Dirksen, and Potter urged Stevens to enter into the agreement to prevent a major split in the Republican Party. In Washington, this is John Hightower.
This is Richard C. Burkholz reporting from Albany, New York. Felix Inslerman testified before Senator McCarthy today that he was the man who photographed State Department documents for the Whitaker Chambers communist spy ring. 44-year-old Inslerman told his story for the first time before McCarthy, serving as a one-man investigative subcommittee here. Inslerman says he began to photograph documents in 1937, brought to his desk in Baltimore by a man who he knew as Bob and later identified as Whitaker Chambers. Inslerman says, quote, I recall the names of Grew and Bullitt on documents. The reference apparently is to former U.S. Ambassador to Spain, Joseph Clark Grew, and former U.S. envoy, William Bullitt. Inslerman says he had been trained in Moscow to receive the International Radio Code and photograph documents. On his return to this country in 1935, Inslerman says he was contacted by a Soviet agent named Ben, who he could not identify further. Inslerman says Ben suggested that he go to Baltimore, where he would meet Bob. Quoting Inslerman, I now believe the man named Bob to be Whitaker Chambers. A confessed courier for the Soviet underground during the 1930s, Chambers was the principal witness at the trial of Alger Hiss. Hiss was the former State Department officer convicted on two counts of perjury. Hiss is serving two simultaneous five-year terms in federal prison. In Albany, this is Richard C. Burkholz.
Hello, this is Max Jordan reporting from Washington. One of those 20th century stories that stagger the imagination and sickens the heart is unfolding in a drab, improvised courtroom on a hill overlooking the Pentagon. Frank Schwabel, a flying Marine with a brilliant record in combat, is the central figure. He was a war prisoner in Korea for 14 months. Midway in his captivity, he signed a false confession that he took part in germ warfare activities. The Reds made noisy propaganda use of Schwabel's confession And now a four-member court of inquiry is trying to decide whether the 45-year-old Schwabel should face a court-martial. Four Marine enlisted men and one Army sergeant who caught glimpses of Schwabel in POW camps during his ordeal told their stories today. Some told of seeing Schwabel in September and October of 1952, emaciated, unshaven, jittery, but nonetheless defiant. Schwabel had been captured in July of 1952. He'd been thrown into solitary confinement, harassed by constant questioning, deprived of food. But his attitudes toward his tormentors was, go to H. Former Marine Corporal William Shockley of Denver testified he heard those words ring out in a firm American voice on one occasion when a brow-beating, finger-waving interrogator was submitting Schwabel to Inquisition. The men said they didn't hold it against Schwabel when they heard he supposedly had signed a confession. They just figured he was somehow forced to do it. Some of them had experience of the communist forcing techniques themselves. In Washington, this is Max Jordan.
This is Cairo, Galim Salim, International News Service. Egypt's ruling Revolutionary Council today dropped Major General Mohamed Naguib as premier. Naguib was the front man of the uprising that made a republic of this ancient land of the pharaohs. The 11 young army officers of the council named 36-year-old Premier Lieutenant Gamal Abdel Nasser as the new premier. Nasser was the tall and handsome driving force of the bloodless coup that ousted King Farouk from the throne 13 months ago. He has been Naguib's deputy premier. Naguib is in army-guarded isolation at his simple five-room home in suburban Hailik. The Revolutionary Council says it has no intention of taking any measures against Naguib, but the council accused Naguib of seeking to draw Egypt back to absolute dictatorship. Political observers believe there will be little immediate change in the foreign policy of Egypt's new government. That foreign policy has been uncooperative with the West, demanding the British withdraw from the Suez Canal zone. Nasser is rated the most fiery exponent of Egypt's bid for British withdrawal there. In Cairo, this is Galim Salim.
India's Premier Nehru called for a ceasefire in Indochina. Nehru says it would be a tremendous pity for this terrible war to continue when a serious effort for peace will be held between the Viet Minh and French April the 26th in Geneva. Temporary custody of the two young sons of executed atomic spies, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, was given today to their grandmother, Mrs. Sophie Rosenberg, of New York. A 15-3 committee vote cleared the way today for a speedy Senate confirmation of Earl Warren as Chief Justice of the United States. Federal communications officials say a backlog of applications for new television stations has been broken. The FCC is processing new applications as soon as they are received. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Tim Michaels has this message from Gately's.
And Gately's has great buys for you on televisions. If you're in the market for a new TV, stop by Gately's, because they have a big 21-inch GE television for only $239.95. Or they've got other great models, like this beautiful 17-inch model for $289.95, or one for $219.95, and also one for $399.95. Plus, they feature the Black Daylight TV. Stop in at Gately's and ask all about the Black Daylight TV. And with these TVs, you get every UHF and VH station in the area. Gately's. And remember, they deliver for $5. Any TV that you want, they'll bring it to your house. Gately's, 1319 Tower Avenue in Superior. Lou?
The proposed St. Lawrence Seaway will make vast changes in the economic map of the United States, according to the February issue of the York Engineering Report. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has that story.
An interesting look at making Duluth Superior an inland ocean port. If this seaway connecting the Great Lakes and the Atlantic Ocean is finally approved as expected this year, Lou. Quoting the York report, think of economic units shuffled around like Mahjong tiles or Scrabble letters, or of London Bridge being brought 1,000 miles nearer to Chicago, Milwaukee, Duluth Superior, or a magnetic North Pole countering westward and southward industrial drift. That's the St. Lawrence Seaway for you. The results are incalculable. They can only be suggested by a map of the U.S. in PUTTY. Run a finger along the St. Lawrence River to unite the waters of the Great Lakes and Atlantic in a deeper trough. Then push the cities of the Great Lakes a few hundred miles east. Pull the Atlantic ports south and take them farther away from Europe and Midwest factories. Push New Orleans a few hundred miles up the Mississippi. Take a chunk off industrial Pennsylvania and pile it on top of northern New York State. Put Pittsburgh farther away from New York and nearer Cleveland. This is only a game, but it gives you the idea the Seaway isn't just a waterway. It's a reshaping of the industrial USA. Lou?
Thanks, Mike. A cardboard box left at the scene of a broken-in wheat car and the memory of a policeman having seen a trio over the carton earlier led to the apprehension of three youths for the theft of 1,500 pounds of grain. In the complaint from the Great Northern Railroad, the wheat was reported stolen from the car while it was idled in the yards in East End. Holes were bored in the bottom of the car and allowed the wheat to flow out. The seal was also broken from the car and 20 sacks of grain were taken. Test patterns are on the air for the next edition to Twin Ports Television, KDAL-TV, but the station will actually start programming sometime during the week of March the 7th. KDAL-TV will be on the air on VHF Channel 3, and an estimate of its range is a 25 to 30-mile radius. However, one TV set in faraway Ironwood, Michigan, reported picking up the test pattern, according to the general manager, Dalton LeMajeure. The Gilmores are back, and they're going to be doing their usual four plays during July and August. As in the past, they'll use the Comedy Theater, located immediately north of Duluth on Lake Superior's North Shore Drive. Opening date has been set for July the 7th, featuring the family play, which they claim produces a laugh a minute. Tim.
Wait. Back up there a bit, Lou. What did those kids want with wheat?
Maybe they wanted to make a whole lot of bread.
I got it. Laugh a minute, newsman Lou Martin. Well, the forecast for this Thursday, February 25th, 1954, is downright balmy for February. Tonight's low will be 15 degrees. With a sunny 42 for a high tomorrow. It won't be long until we see that first robin, campers. Well, let's start things off with a sunrise type of dealy tune by Les Paul and Mary Ford in the evening Gather Round.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sun. Thank you.
Les Paul and Mary Ford, and the world is waiting for the sunrise on KUWS. Lou Martin has his new TV rivals in.
I'm sure we're all here to serve the public. Let me welcome KDL Radio General Manager, Odin Ramsland.
Thank you very much. During the week of March 7th, KDAL will enter a medium of entertainment and advertising that has hit the American scene with unprecedented impact. At that time, telecasting will start on VHF Channel 3.
VHF has fewer channels, but is easier to pick up.
Well, I think it's prudent I interject some explanation at this time.
Chief Engineer in charge, Joe Gardonio.
Thanks, Lou. Mr. Odin?
That's Mr. Ramsland. Odin is my given name, the Norse god of war. Odin held court in Valhalla, where all the brave warriors went after death in battle.
A quaint name for parents to give a son.
Well, you see, VHF, short for a very high frequency, has an initial allocation of channels 2 through 13. Channel 1 was withdrawn in 1948 for use only in fixed and mobile use.
How can it be fixed and mobile?
That's something only special agents and engineers are privy to, and I wouldn't expect the layman to understand. UHF, ultra-high frequency, ranges from channels 14 to 83. While there is a plethora of channel choices, UHF, which current channel 38, Duluth's first TV station, is more easily interfered with by things like the ionosphere and buildings and leaves and trees, oddly enough. Anywho, VHF, very high frequency, which KDAL and WDSM will use for channels 3 and 6, respectively, you may continue, Odin.
That's Ramsland, Mister. Although test transmissions on Channel 3 started on February 20th, the intervening period used for adjustments to complex electronic equipment, familiarization with new studios and facilities.
I.e., working out the bugs.
17 years ago, KDAL Radio began broadcasting on Park Point as an independent station powered by 100 watts. So we've come a long way. Enlargement of the KDAL radio news staff and use of film and pictures will be another facet of KDAL Channel 3's service to its viewers. To provide graphics and colorful, on-the-spot coverage of local news, KDAL TV will use a newsreel sound camera in addition to standard news cameras for still pictures. Heading KDAL TV news will be Bill Kruger and Dick Anthony, who are familiar figures in Twin Ports area daily life through their radio presentation of the news. Thank you.
Mr. Odin Ramsland, General Manager of the new KDAL TV.
Boy, you throw a nickel into that guy and he's good to go.
He was pretty well prepared. They apparently have a good promotion strategy. I wonder who our promotion person is.
But he didn't even get to the use of kinescope recordings. That's unforgivable. You see...
You didn't ask him one question.
WDSM-TV should be doing something like that.
Now, about that kinescope. It involves the capturing of video to be played...
Keep your radio job, Lou. Here's Eddie Arnold and Cattle Call on the Tim Michaels Evening Gather On Show.
You don't want to know about kinescope?
No.
The cattle are prowling, the coyotes are howling, way out where the dog is born. Where spurs are a-jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. Is done as he rounds up the cattle each fall. makes cattle call. And he sings with an old western drawl, singing his cattle call.
That's Eddie Arnold and Cattle Call on KUWS. Hey, that guy's back.
Oh, welcome back, Mr. Odin Ramsland of KDL Radio and TV.
Thank you very much. A couple of things I didn't mention that I've been reminded I should mention, as long as we have this free radio time.
I want to know where our promotion guy is.
Late this summer, KDAL-TV's new tower will be in use, and Channel 3 will be powered by 100,000 watts from its transmitter on Observation Road near Duluth's Enger Golf Course. With use of the higher power, KDAL-TV should approximate the area coverage of KDAL Radio. Our chief engineer, Robert Detman.
TV engineers think they're so hot.
As I was saying, as an indication of progress in electronics, Mr. Detman points out that KDAL transmitter station is being built on the site of the original Marconi wireless station that operated in the Twin Ports area decades ago. It is also the site of WRL, a station which maintained contact with Great Lakes ships until the advent of ship-to-shore radio telephone service. And since many of your listeners are from Superior, you should know that the ambassador of Vacationland Calling, KDAL's nighttime show, Little Joe McFarland, is a native of Superior. So is KDAL radio engineer Jack Anderson.
Jack's okay. He's pretty good at old maid, too. He got me in a...
And popular singing cowboy of the early morning, Eddie Williams, commutes to KDAL Studios daily from Hawthorne, Wisconsin.
Again, where is WDSM-TV's promotion?
Eddie Williams isn't the only announcer who can sing. I've got the solution. It's coming right up. But first, here's Pat Boone with Love Letters on the Evening Gather Round Show.
Eddie Williams has nothing to worry about.
That's pretty clear. Sheesh,
what are you talking about?
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laugh when I cry each time I saw the time take our love letters from the sand. Thank you. fights over lovers in the sand.
Mr. White Buck Shoes, Pat Boone, writing those love letters in the sand on KUWS. And I don't think you two have the power to stop me from singing.
You're outvoted 2-1.
And that's not including the listeners calling in wondering if their radio is broken.
Hey, we've got Jack McKenna and Ray Paulson right here. Jack's been in Minneapolis where he's working at WTCN. Hey, guys, it's equal time for WDSM.
Hi, Timmy and Lewis. Oh, boy, that KDL TV. They think they're so hot.
We're here to set the record straight. First, WDSM-TV is going to be the first VHF TV station in the area, not KDAL-TV. We're going on the air March 1st. And second, we're going to be first with a staff of TV-wise people. We've spent the past week at WCCO training.
That's two firsts and one second. So, C, we're going to have the first mobile unit. And D, Bob Ball and Lou Martin are experienced news people. Almost as good as Dick Anthony and Bill Kruger.
What do you mean, almost as good?
And fifth, Lute Mason is our sports guy. I don't know how they could pass old Rapid Ray up, but what the heck. He's been doing sports on the radio for 11 years. He worked with Tommy Harmon on the West Coast and is coming to us from WCCO. And last but not least...
Let's see now. First, second, CD, fifth. Okay, F. WDSM-TV will have me.
Modest, isn't he?
Never one to toot his own horn.
Oh, not Jack.
I'm not tooting. Just reminding everyone that I'm an ex-Air Force weather forecaster doing duty in England in World War II. I started at WDSM Radio in 1945. I'll be telecasting the weather, doing wrestling. Not wrestling, but doing the... Well, forget it. And I'm the station promotion director.
Aha!
Now's the time to promote Jack.
I thought I just did. I said, we're the best.
Not quite as detailed as Odin Ramsland.
Jack's never been a real detailed guy.
I've got it. Tune in Channel 6 for the best in TV.
Catchy.
Okay, campers, the battle of the TV stations is on. Because TV is the thing on the Evening Gather Round Show.
If you want to have fun, come on with me. You can stay all night and play with my TV. TV is the thing this year. TV is the thing this year. Radio is great, but it's not a date. TV is the thing this year. Last night I was watching old Tom Mix. My TV broke and I was in a fix. Got on the phone to call my man and say, hit, hit, daddy, as fast as you can. TV is the thing this year. TV is the thing this year. Radio is great, but it's out of date. TV is the thing this year.
Diane Reeves and TV is the thing on KUWS. So, Lou, if Bob Ball is doing the news, what'll you be doing?
Some directing and the news at 5:45, right after Huntley and Brinkley.
Did you practice in the mirror like a good TV boy?
TV's just radio with pictures. No sweat.
Stay tuned, campers, for Lewis and Martin, Can You Stop This? And Talent Scout. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same campground, the good Lord willing, and TV isn't the only thing. So, Ray, what will you be doing on WDSM-TV?
A Sunday kids program that Jack will watch, too. I'll be Slim Raymond on Bugs Bunny Rides Again.
I love Bugs Bunny.
Slim Raymond?
Yeah, I get to wear makeup and everything.
It's a weird manifestation that Dick Anthony and Bill Kruger are all looking forward to wearing makeup.
That Odin guy is back!
We've all been practicing with the makeup. So, we got kicked out of the Crystal Terrace, then the Spalding Hotel bar, followed by the Black Bear, and the Paul Bunyan, all in one night.
Yeah, too much rouge, I bet. You have to be careful. That and the eyeshadow.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1954, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Duke Skorich, Don Hansen. All events reported on Radio Superior 1954 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.